Yeah, Ron, come on up. You've been coming to this church for a while, is that right?
9 years.
9 years, yeah.
I recognize every one of you.
Just kidding.
I told Ron, I met him somewhere along the way. It wasn't when we were playing hockey for the Vancouver Canucks, though. I know it wasn't that. But but somewhere along the way, Ron and I have connected. And so when Ron reached out and said, hey, can I share this Sunday? I said, sure. And then it happened to be that we had another family that's also wanting to share, and so they're going to share next week. So we get two Sundays where we get kind of a missionary focus. So Ron, I'm gonna pray for you, and I'm going to turn it over and let you share a little more of what you do. And some people here probably aren't familiar with that, and give you some time to share. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this man who has heard your call and then followed you and given his life to serve the people in the Philippines. And people that have become his family. A country has become his home. A love for those in that country to come to know Jesus. For children to know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. So I pray for him and for Corns as they share today, that we would hear your message and find our hearts responding accordingly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. This morning, I received an email. Ron, when are you going to retire? I don't understand the definition of that word. No, I'm not retiring, but just to give you an idea what the Lord has been doing in my life, and so the Lord can use me to further the ministry that Corns will be sharing about after I finish here. When I was up to the age of 5, my mom used to have to get me down from climbing out of the crib. I was a great climber back then. When I got right after five, I started skating, and then all through my early years, I played hockey and peewee, bantam, midget. When I was 11 years old, I believe it was, I started in the Joe Weider weights. Does everybody know what that is? Joe Weider. Anyways, so I haven't stopped yet. I had to stop for a brief time, probably half a year, when I fell down the glacier 2,000 feet and had a brainstem injury, but recovered from that. And so even this morning, when I went to Wood Prairie, PBI, 1980 to 1985, I started running daytimers. So every hour of every day from then up to now, I have a record. Except this year, I lost my daytimer. But I'll fix that up. So anyway, but this morning, and just to give you an example of staying in shape, 72 years old now, but it took me 41 minutes, and I did 2,270 push-ups. Going back 2 days, it took 42 minutes and 10 seconds, I did 2,400 push-ups. And afterward, if anyone wants to know what kind of push-ups, there's 5 different types, including 5 fingers. I used to do 3, but I get tired of that. Anyway, okay, so, my main focus is prayer. And I'll give you a couple of examples of how that worked in my life. The first one would be, I was playing hockey with the Vancouver Canucks for about 3 weeks of the 72 season. And then while we were in the first road trip, we came back, and Vic Stasiak, Ukrainian coach, he was a little disappointed with us, and he gave us a Saturday afternoon practice. And while skating down in the practice, I tripped one on the goalie. I tripped on the ice and flipped into the boards and cracked two vertebrae in my back. Now, there was two of us, and they didn't know which one to send down. So guess who got sent down? Down to Seattle. But it's all the Lord's working, because I finished that year with Seattle, and I did hear myself, I heard they were going to bring me up, but they never did. I forget why. But anyways, so that next year they loaned me out to Albuquerque, Albuquerque Six Guns of the Central Pro Hockey League. And while there, at the end of the year, I was assistant captain, by the way, there. At the end of the year, we have our parties. And I was feeling no pain, and I was also driving a 72 Capri, which I'd purchased in Seattle the year before, and it could really go. And I was taking three, I had three roommates, but I had taken several of the team members home, and it was after 12, and we were down the first stretch of the highway, and the light turned red, and a police car pulled up beside us. And can you imagine a homie sitting there in his Capri? So I gassed her. I goosed her. And laying rubber, it could really go. And, well, they chased me and cut me off. And so I'm sitting down there. And one of the policemen comes out and rolled down your window. So, driver's license. So I give him my license. And he went around back to his police car. And they were discussing it. And I thought, I'm going to lose him now. So I took off again. And kind of slow in the brain. But I did lose him. I headed up into this luxury section of the town, of Albuquerque. And I said, get down, guys. And so we all got down, and lights off, and then by several times. And finally, I said, okay, guys, let's go home. So, because, you know, no more police. So, but there were police. Back at the Alpamar Trace, about 10 minutes later, they were waiting for me. Guess why? Yes, my license. Okay, so I spent that night in jail. In the morning, I had a phone to my agent in New York, so I can get me out of jail. He got me out. But that during that party, before we left, I was sitting on the stairway. I remember this very clearly. It leads up to the second floor, and there's one of the teammates' girlfriends. Said, Ron, I'm going to pray for you and something wonderful is going to happen. So, is this wonderful? No. But 2 days later, I took Bonnie and Clyde, my Pekingese Terrier pups, and we headed back over to the West Coast and stopped in Reno for the night. I loved to gamble when I was younger, and got up and headed up to Seattle. And that last year, the year before, I had become friends with a girl there. She was the barmaid at Dez's. Anybody been to Seattle in the old days? And it was a great bar. Anyways, so I knew where she lived, up in the Queen Anne Hill, I think, and went up there and knock, knock. Who's there? Ron Homenuk. Oh, come on in. So I went in there, but she had, during the year that I was gone, I hadn't kept in contact with her. She had trusted Christ. And that prayer from that girl way back in Albuquerque, it was going to be answered that night, because she shared with me how she trusted Christ during the year I was away, and she'd seen miracles in her church. And I believe every word what she said, the Lord was working. So that night I accepted Christ into my heart. Prayer. The prayer of a righteous lady avails much. Is that the prayer? Anyway, so wonderful. Okay. And there's a couple other prayerful situations I could share, but I don't want to take up a lot of the time from Corns, who is, he'll tell you when we met and all about the anyway, let me just share quickly. really quickly here. After I'd fallen down the glacier, quite a story. Let me just share quickly, okay? It's a good story, because this is about prayer. Corns will do well with sharing about the farm, the Tipu Center, the Lifehouse Center. Okay, so I should have notes in front of me. That's about my push-ups. One more year with Seattle. Then I went to play the following year. I finished pro hockey. I went to Nelson and played for the Nelson Maple Leafs there. And March 26, 76, I married Diane. Okay, we got married, and I was a rookie in my knowledge of being a Christian. But anyways, so later that year, I joined the Wildland Rec class from Selkirk College near Castlegar, BC, and we were up in we got married March 26th, but I remember in April I prayed. I said, Lord, is this all rich Christianity? And Diane was a Christian too. She was she was at the Nelson Evan Covenant Church. She was Pastor Tom Wilkinson's secretary. And he said to us, you can't do that. You can't live together, and without being married. So we got married. But anyways, I was at that school, and we're up in the hiking on the mountain, up in Kokanee Glacier, and I fell 2,000 feet. But I had prayed. I said, Lord, there's something, please show me what it is to follow you completely. So that's when I fell down. That was April I prayed. And October 1st, I fell mad at the fall when I fractured my skull in two places, and 50-50 whether I live or die. But the Lord had his plans. And so I made it back to life and made it back to where I am today. But I just wanted to share a little bit about that fall. Okay, now, here I am going to Prairie. In my second year, we had a month with, we had a team from Prairie go to the Philippines, and 2 months of mountaintop experience. My D-timers records that. Everybody know what a D-timer is? Anyways, I've got to record it. Every day was a mountaintop experience. And so that was the Lord speaking to me, saying, Ron, you finished your time at Prairie, and that'll be in 84. I want you to come here to the Philippines. So I joined Action after I finished my schooling, and so I'm here. I'm up there. I love it out there. I love the kids. I love the Lord. Everything's love. Okay, and so now, come on up here, Corn. More about prayer than about our center in our team of farm, but Corns will take this mic and I'll go sit down.
Yeah, no, you said you stay there. All right. Good morning, everyone. My name is Cornelius. Most of my friends call me Corns for short. So,
Corns.
Yeah, Corns, rural old corn. So I work with Ron for 16 years now. We work with the kids, doing some ministry there, Lifehouse Village Ministries, and we have this farm that we've been trying to develop back home, 4.3 hectares of land and about 10.6 acres. And it's located in Bataan, in a ruling area there, close to former U.S. Naval Base, Subic Bay Naval Base before. And we started to develop this farm since 2017 to help the ministry and cut off some expenses for food consumption. We try to raise pigs for meat purposes, selling some piglets and chickens, meat and layers. And we have water buffalo, as you saw in our video. And we grow vegetables, different kinds of vegetables, tropical vegetables. We have lots of mango trees, probably more than 30. And I spent 9.5 months in Japan, studied organic farming. So when I finished that program, I went home with this learning from there, and I started applying it in our farm, at our farm. And I was like teaching some of our kids how to do organic farming. You know, some of our kids went up there and helped us, you know, cleaning, feeding, cleaning some pig pens and feeding chickens, and, you know, weeding on our gardens. And then, we also have this fish ponds. We raise tilapias also. And our future plans we're planning to build vocational classrooms there at our farm for our kids to learn life skills. We're planning to teach them automotive and driving, electrical, organic farming, and other life skills that we are planning to teach them. So when they go out from us, they already have this knowledge and skills to live on outside. Yeah, and I think...
I'll say a few more things. That's good, Corinne. So any questions, come and see us afterwards. But I left on the back table there, there's three books. Two are From Rogue to Riches. The other one is, that's a biography, and my autobiography, I've got one left. It's on there too. So after we're finished here, don't sneak out now, but go and pick them up, they're yours. But if you want to get the Rogue to Riches, enjoyable book to read. So is the other one, but the Rogue to Riches, it's free. Just sign your name down there. There's a place to sign, okay, and your address and your, the lady down in Vacaville, California, she sends them free. And you up here in Canada, it's expensive, but it's okay. She doesn't mind doing that. Anyways, so, and there's, if you want to donate to the Tipa Farm or to Life House Center, there's a paper out there. You can just sign your name, envelopes too. You got to pay for the stamps, so. Okay, and there's other things there to help yourself to them. Okay, that's all.